Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon Atavacan and Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. Hi, it's me, Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie.
As usual, go find us on our other projects. I'm at Roast Pricks Bachelor Roast, part-time these days. I mean, part-time meaning, like, it's only on part-time compared to this.
Oh,
and yeah. Then Ben is doing The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, that cartoon on YouTube. So you can go find it immediately.
Whoa.
The reason I'm talking like this is because we have amazing news today, okay?
Whoa.
Today is not only Crappens on Demand video, so you can see us if you're at that level on Patreon. Hi, everybody on Crappens on Demand. But it is also the day that The Real Housewives of New York trailer dropped. So we are going to be doing that right now. After we record this recap, we're going to run over and do that as a bonus episode on Patreon, which will also be a video. So if anybody wants to see Real Housewives of New York right now, Watch What Crappens, it's available on Patreon later today.
We'll be recapping it frame by frame, shot by shot. That's what Ronnie means when he says we're going to be doing that after this. We'll dissect everything.
Yeah, so that'll be on bonus. It'll both be Crappens on Demand video and audio, right? So go check it out if you want that. But also, guess what? In Charleston, which we're going to be going to very soon on 4/4/2020, we're going to be in Charleston at a huge place, Charleston Music Hall, and we are going to do the first episode of Real Housewives of New York of this season, at least. We're going to do our Crappens recap premiere for the season at that show. So get your tickets for that. Also, next week, we're going to be in Birmingham Sorry.
We're going back to Birmingham.
I was like, wait a minute. God, we sure love that place. We're going to be in Lawrence, fucking Kansas. And then we're going to be in Omaha, Nebraska the night after. That's the 21st and 22nd of February. Okay.
Yeah.
And we've got a bunch of other ticket dates this year, but we're sick of like making you guys crazy with those. So just find your city over at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Please do.
And that's that for that. Hi, Ben. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Day.
You guys, I am like, I got onto Skype with Ronnie before we even started recording, and I was like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, I am wired. I think it's because I thoroughly enjoyed this Vanderpump Rules episode. I was cracking up at so much of it.
This was like a classic episode of Vanderpump Rules,
yeah,
which has been nice because I got a little worried. I'm not going to lie. I got a little worried during that old man episode in Miami. A couple of those, I was like, no, this show's officially down the tubes. It's over. Call the medics. Call the guy. Who do you call when somebody's dead?
Coroner.
Call the coroner.
Coroner.
Call the coroner. It's dead. Turner. But wow, it just came back, and it figures you would only need your adorable, abusive little alcoholic, James, to make everything okay again.
Well, James and Sheena, who were sort of like the MVPs of last season and are here again to sort of prop it up, because that's where all the hilarity came from, especially Sheena. Oh, this was just a great, great showcase for Sheena. God bless that little woodland creature.
Little corner.
Yeah.
Bless her little heart. So here we are. It's also a very big episode because it's a gay pride episode on Vanderpump Rules, you know, the show that celebrates gayness by hiring nobody gay ever and having only white straight people generally.
How dare you? Ariana came out as bi this episode. So there is a little bit of like real life pink
triangle. They're not getting any credit for hiring a fucking gay person with Ariana. She's been on this show for years, okay? She was already hired.
I know it is funny that there is no gay cast member. Yes. I mean, the closest we had Billie Lee, who is trans, but trans doesn't necessarily mean gay, but it's definitely part of the LGBTQ, you know, letters there. But yes.
Yeah, but she's gone. They're like, bye. So, you know, we're all about inclusivity, except for actual homosexuals and people of color. Thank you, enjoy.
Oh, that's our inclusion means that we include Patagonian sea salt toothfish. Oh, it's one of those days, everyone.
Patagonian seafish.
Seafish.
It's a good time to eat. Next up, the Patagonian river fish.
No, they all died after Tom Schwartz took his bath in there.
Oh, God.
Anyway, speaking of Schwartz, the episode begins with Katie and Tom at their house. They have to do laundry because they just got back from Vegas. And Tom Schwartz is like astounded by the amount of dirty laundry. He's like, oh, man, look at this dirty laundry and more dirty laundry. Bubba, I'm just going to have to wash all of this. And he says it as if like for a moment he might not have washed his laundry. But he's like, on further reflection, I am going to wash it all.
Yeah, I guess I should do that. He's like, I'm in so much laundry debt. I need a counselor, bro. Do these smell? Oh, he's really trying to g-golly his way through this season, and it's not going to work with me, sir.
Yeah, okay? I mean, it's just not cute.
Every time they show him, he's like, wow, look at us. He's like totally pulling a Shep over there. Wow, everything's just so great. Gee golly, I love my wife. I'm like, you're stuck with dirty laundry and Katie. Okay, like, let's stop pretending everything's okay over there. I need a breakdown, and I need it soon.
Exactly. And like, at least when Shep acts defenseless and, you know, like a little prince, at least he has like a trust fund to back it up. It's like, oh, well, he's a trust fund baby. But Schwartz is like, oh, you own a business, and this is you right now? Really?
Yeah. So Tom Sandoval comes over with helmets, bro, because they're going to be taking their little motorcycle thing to Pride for whatever. Pride. Now, I was worried for this episode, okay? First, we started with the Trixie Monocle song, which I love. It goes, which is basically just, they're like, make a song about Lisa cooling down her tea. Okay, so I like that one. But then this one is mid-scene. It's not, they didn't even wait for the scene to end. And then another song comes in. And it's like, where chic is the skyline, baby. Where chic is the skyline, baby. And I was like, uh-oh.
Chic is a skyline.
Yeah. If they're inserting Trixie Which Monocle city? Into the middle of scenes, I'm worried for your show. Okay.
I feel like when it comes to this show, when they're saying chic is a skyline, I mean, are we talking about like Baghdad? Are we talking about like St. Petersburg? Like,
I know, pick a city.
Pyongyang. Anyway. Oh,
so they're talking about how James is going to be coming to DJ today. And Katie's like, just remember what happened last Pride. Oh, I will. And I will smile as I go to bed every night. Thanks for the reminder, Katie.
Yeah, exactly, Katie. And just in case you couldn't remember, then of course the producers rolled the clips of James being like, you're fat and stupid and lazy, you're stupid fat person, waitress, fat lady.
Yeah. And then when he walks off, which also obviously wasn't cool. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I just don't like Katie, so I like watching her get tortured. Calling her fat, not cool, but the torture part, the rest of the torture part was cool.
Yeah, torture is, as a whole is cool.
Yeah. And those of you who are like clutching your pearls, like, you watch Saw. So let's stop pretending like you don't watch all the Saw movies.
You watch Saw.
Yeah, you know you do.
You watch Hostel also. Hostel yes. 1 and 2.
Yes. So yeah, we get that clip of James screaming at her and then walking off and going, I'm all about equality, but that whore can go fuck herself.
Which Jeez. Will be my t-shirt at the next Pride.
It's like the longest t-shirt and worth it.
Yeah, Katie's like, James is lucky that my husband is a really nice guy. I'm like, bitch, you're lucky he's a really nice guy. And also, I'm not convinced he's a really nice guy, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. When's he going to cheat on you this season? Because that's like my favorite part of every season. When Tom just finds a way to disappear, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot everything, Bubba. Everything.
I didn't know how to use my feet to walk home, so I just went somewhere. And where it was, I don't know.
And Sandoval's like, whatever, who cares? He sells a lot of drinks. He's on. So yeah. Now let's go over to Villa Rosa, where Vanderpump has hurt her toe.
The broken bird, Hilo, has become the broken bird, quite literally.
Sorry if I have boogers, everybody. I totally didn't check. And when I got out of the car earlier, I was like, you have boogers. You should check those before Crappin's on Demand. Didn't
literally no one can see. Literally, yeah, no one can. No, what are you talking about?
They're watching.
Not like you're going like
video.
This. And
I just did.
I'm looking at you. I'm literally looking at you, and I can't see a single booger. And she's like, "Why are you saying that? I'm jealous about your boogers." I'm like, "Not jealous. I'm not jealous at all.
Totally not jealous. That's crazy." So Vanderpump's like, "Oh, I feel like an idiot walking along with a slipper because of our stub toe. We're going with the story that I kicked Ken's ass, all right? Not that I stepped my toe on the stove."
Calvin's just like, see, she does fabricate stories.
I know. It comes out in Watch. Radar Online.
Yeah, next season on Beverly Hills, Kyle Richards is walking around in a slipper also.
She will. You watch.
She will. I know. I know she will. So, she broke her toe or something like that. And so she's... Lisa's like babbling about Brett. I don't know. She loves talking about Brett, her problematic personal trainer, who has been banned from interviews along with Max for that, apparently, I guess, for the rest of the season. We'll see. So she's talking about Brett coming in. Oh, well, you know, Brett isn't my trainer. I guess I'll have to work out with Brett some more. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Everyone wants Brett. Ooh, the sexiest, cheapest personal trainer who's also a racist that you could hire. Sheena is on him like a dog in heat.
And then she starts like humping the air.
It was a lot.
And then Hanky is just sitting there not attacking at all. I love the shots of Hanky. Like, wondering who the hell Hanky's going to attack on these shows.
I know, now that Kyle isn't there. Hanky's like, who do I attack now?
It was sort of Kyle.
It was like all those ex-KGB officers after the Iron Curtain dropped. It's like, well, now what do we do with ourselves?
Yeah.
I guess we'll just hang around until we can put Putin in power.
Yeah, Hanky's just all exhausted and fat now because he doesn't have Kyle to hate.
So Sheena and Brett come over, and she's like, wow, I feel like I haven't been here in forever. I mean, like, the last time I think I was here, I think I was, like, maybe dating Rob a lot, which was, like, amazing, because, like, Rob and I were, like, best friends. We're, like, best friends now, you know, but, like we were, like, really best friends then, and, like, we loved each other, and anyway, hi!
And Raquel and Brett and everybody starts coming over, because they're all gonna make posters for Pride, which is... hilarious that they're sitting around making a bunch of posters for Pride.
I know. I think I saw on Twitter, I just looked at it fleetingly, but our friend Danny Pellegrino tweeted something like, I love that they're forcing Sheena to do arts and crafts with all these people who are 10 years younger than her.
Yeah, she's like the school marm teacher.
Why are they doing arts and crafts? Why do they need posters for Pride? I guess that they'll be writing things like Happy Pride, right? I think it was like marketing
to get them all together. You know, I have no idea. It's like no one could throw a puppy party. Like, is there nothing else to do? But I liked it. So
poster party. I know. I saw you like sitting there, like your hands clasped, like, oh my god, they're making posters.
Yes, you know, I love a crafting day. But I was cracking up that they were just making Sheena like sit there and make these posters. So, she's like, all right, it's everyone. Here's the go. Pride is very avant-garde.
avant-garde? It's like Instagram hoes walking around in like rainbow tighties. That's not avant-garde.
Yes. And she's like, we want people to act crazy and get drunk, not just your boyfriend.
And I'm like, okay, first of all, if you really think someone is an alcoholic, don't shame them. Because okay? Mm-hmm. That's like a bad thing. And second of all, how are posters going to make people get drunk and wild? I love that she's like hinging the good time that everyone's going to have today on her posters.
Yeah.
That she has her children make outside.
And I like that somehow these posters are supposed to express some sort of avant-garde sentiment. It's yes. Like, Sheena, I want you to make an avant-garde poster for Pride using this magic marker. Go.
I know. Sheena's like, oh my God, I just made out with equality.
This is my best friend. I'm very, oh my God.
So Raquel's like, people don't understand how well James is doing. And I feel like there's always this like cloud over him of people not letting his past go.
So there's like, I'm just picturing a literal cloud of people hanging over James. Raquel's yeah. stupidity is one of my favorite things about this show. And I'm so glad she's full time.
She is a hero, and I also love her saying that people are not letting him let go of his past. I'm like, his past was like 2 weeks ago. Okay,
yeah,
it's not you don't let go of that just yet. Past is when you talk about past. It's when you tell stories about when kids beat him up on the playground and broke his arm. Which that story still makes me sad every time I tell that story. I'm like, I love James. Okay, even though he's an asshole, you know, that's past. Not
yeah.
That he got wasted at Pride last year. That's not the past. That's in the past, but it's not the past.
Yeah. So Sheena comes over finally, and Vanderpump's like, oh, hello, Sheena Bonina. How are things going? Ooh, my toe. Oh, Kyle did it. And Sheena's like, oh, my God. Like, everyone's out there doing things. Is dinner coming? Is dinner coming? And she's like, why'd you say it like that, darling? I'll say it like, well, I'm just asking. I just wonder, what's dinner coming? Dinner coming?
And Lisa now revises one of our favorite classic lines from Be nice to Lala to now be nice to Dana. She doesn't feel included.
And she's also got two A's in her name, darling, just like Lala. Look at her. She owns a house in the hills now. Now listen, I think this has something to do with Max. And she was like, and that's what I keep saying to everybody, Lisa. It has nothing to do with Max.
Yeah, Max and I are just like really good friends, which means then we get our standard Sheena best friend montage. We're like best friends. Like Rob and I are like best friends. Like Max and I are like best friends. I'm like best friends with Autumn right now. I'm like best friends.
Yep. And Vanderpump's like, I know what best friend means. It means snug me all night and we'll be friends.
We call that some avant-garde humor. So she's like, well, when you're in the workplace, be supportive of Dana.
I help her. I give her advice. I said, woman to woman, just be careful. Guard your heart. Guard your heart.
By the way, anytime, I think what I'm learning these days is that anytime someone pulls over someone and says woman to woman, it is never advice. That is never a good moment. That is never a, let me help you as a woman. That woman to woman, no. That means you're about to hear some shit.
Yes. And especially in this crew, because that's also what Danica keeps saying. She's like, woman to woman.
Yeah, exactly. I think it also happens. I know you don't watch it, but I think it also has been bandied about on Love Island UK quite a bit, if I have my memory. So, you know.
You know. Still not watching it. Yeah. So then she's like, guard your heart. And then it shows guard a clip heart. Like it's really catching Sheena and something where she goes, guard your heart and your vagina. I'm like, ooh, caught her, guys. Caught her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really bad advice. And poor Sheena. I was just thinking, poor Sheena, of all the guys that she's hooked up with at Sir, she must be, like if STDs were flies flying around, Sheena must be like one of those fly traps that you'd like stick outside and eventually it just sticks all the flies to them.
Yeah.
That poor girl must have caught every damn thing that's coming in and out of that door. Bless you, girl.
I'm just woman to woman. I'm just thinking of Sheena as like fly tape dangling up there. She's not a fly tape. She's not fly tape.
I feel like that's probably how the guys feel.
She's a bug zapper because she sounds exactly like a bug zapper. You know, there's always that one big bug that gets sizzled.
Yes. It's like a little cat jumps in there. It's like...
Do people still have bug zappers? When I was a kid, the bug zapper was right outside my window. So, like, summers for me were...
Jeez, that's dark.
All the time. Like, do people still have bug zappers? I feel like no one has them anymore.
Outside your ears. Yeah, we just live in Los Angeles. We've got bigger things to worry about than just the bugs, you know? Bugs can't live.
We need crazy zappers. Yeah. Okay, we need Vanderpump Rule zappers.
We need Sheena Fly Tate. That's what I want. We're just this little... Little Brett's like, help me.
Little Brett's.
His arm stuck to the thing. He's like, bleh.
Gotcha.
Okay. So Sheena breakdown. Sheena starts having this breakdown. It's so funny. She's like, oh my God, there's no jealousy. And I'm not the only person who thinks this about Dana. I'm not jealous. I just want to stress. I'm not jealous. She comes into this grape for like 2 seconds and everyone's like, oh my God, she's so hot. She's so thin. I mean, it's so frustrating. It's like I'm trying to make a jealousy thing because it's not. It's like everyone likes her now, not me. Like, it's literally jealousy.
I love watching Sheena whip herself into a frenzy and making herself cry. That is just one of my favorite things that she does on this show. Like, it could be about anything. Like, I think I'd like to have a Big Mac and some fries. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'd like some fries, but then I also would like to save some calories for a McFlurry. Can I also get a McFlurry? I mean, like, do they have the cookies and cream? And what if the machine is broken? Like, why is the machine always broken? I just don't understand. Like, I want to have a McFlurry, and it breaks. I just feel very attacked right now. It's like, whoa, Sheena.
So Vanderpump's like, okay, I won't call it jealousy. Drop the competitive stuff, Tonya Harding, and get to know her because I think you'd actually be good friends. And she's like, okay, I don't need any friends, but fine. Okay, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to go make posters because I'm really frustrated. Fuck this shit. I can't take this shit anymore.
I'm going to go make posters. I'd like to also point out that during this entire scene, Lisa was sort of leaning over a giant bowl of lemons, which to me was like a subtle nod to Yolanda Foster. Hadid.
Look at me with lemons still on television.
Yes. I don't have to live through my children.
Enjoy your supermodel children. Mine is actually carrying me a dish as we speak. What's better to have as a child, a supermodel or a food runner?
Ooh, well, you may have two daughters that are supermodels, but I have a daughter who once ran a very fine publication called The Divine Addiction.
So Sheena goes outside where everybody's making posters, and Brett's like, what's wrong? She goes, nothing's wrong. I'm just gonna say everybody's saying I'm jealous. Like, Danica, you didn't get a good read on her, did you? And Danica's like, nope.
Woman to woman? I did not get a good read on her, okay?
And you still feel? Come on, continue. You still feel? She's like, right now I feel iffy, just like you. So, I just don't know her well enough. And Sheena's like, oh my God, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Why are you going to lecture?
And Raquel's just trying to process all this. She's like watching back and forth. And then she chimes in and she's like, So, Sheena, are you still planning on coming to my hairstylist tomorrow? Because I invited Dana.
And I know you guys have beef. She's like, we don't have beef, all right? We don't have beef, but I'm not going to go, like, stand in line behind Dana to get my fucking hair done.
I just don't like everyone pushing Dana on me, okay? It's like, the more people push Dana on me, the more, like, I don't want to get to know her, okay? Like, I just don't need to, and I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous at all.
And Brett goes, well, you need to start putting your actions more like your words. Because, like, when you don't have actions like your words, that's when people tell you how you feel. It's like, you're an idiot, but that's not terrible advice.
Yeah. Also, your words were racist tweets back in 2012. So,
put your actions like your words. Okay. Yeah. So Sheena's like, then I will force. I'll just force myself to become friends with her, so everyone shuts the fuck up. How about that? And she's making a love is love poster.
Ooh, avant garde. Love is love, but is love also love? Yes, avant garde.
So then we go over. Oh, so then Ariana comes over. And Ariana's like walking over that bridge, and she's like, oh my God, if that swan fucking attacks me, I would actually enjoy that. I would actually be a very good story. I would like that.
So she comes in, and they talk about depression and stuff.
And yeah. Vanderpump's like, well, I'm sure they're not even making posters. They're probably just gossiping. Cut to Sheena going, oh my God, everyone else is like, she's fucking amazing. And then I realize, she's still going off outside. So then they talk about Ariana's depression, and Ariana's like, God, like, I thought I would buy a house and, like, I'd be out of that shitty apartment and then I'd feel better. And I don't. So, it's like, no. And it, you can't just get the house. You have to also go to Home Goods every day.
Yeah.
It's like a science to this, okay? It's not about what you buy, it's about how often you buy.
Exactly.
That's what I'm learning.
So exactly.
I'm not depressed right now. Guess what? I've never had so many Amazon boxes, okay? I'll just order a fork. I'll order a single fork or anything cheap I can get because it's a steady stream of spending money that I don't have.
I always tell the story about, I guess it was probably like, I don't know how many years ago it was, but this was even before I was Ubering. I was just like living off of vapors. And then I got a tax bill that was so expensive, and I was like, holy shit, like, what is going on with my life? And because I was with my accountant, and my accountant's in Glendale, and so afterwards I was like in this fog of like, oh my God, I have I'm so fucked. And you would think at that moment your impulse would say, well, stop spending money on things, because you need to start saving your money, because guess what, you don't have any money left. And instead, I went to Home Goods, and I walked through Home Goods, and I bought a peppermill. I bought a peppermill for $12, and I was like, "I need this right now. I need this peppermill." And I still have the peppermill. It's actually a great peppermill.
There you go.
But that peppermill, it like saved me. I was feeling so sad, and then that peppermill, I was like, "So Ariana, get yourself a peppermill from Home Goods.
Go to Home Goods. You know, listen, if you've got
$1, also clean up the boxes.
Spend $3. Okay, yeah. That's this is America. Okay,
yeah. So then." So Lisa's basically saying how, like, you know, she went through a depression also when her brother died, and how she had, you know, very dark thoughts, and it was terrible. And Kyle betrayed me. Yes, Kyle Richards, you did kick me when I was down. Just want to put that on record. Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, Kyle Richards, Lisa Vanderpump was hurt, going through so much pain, and you brought all this bullshit to her. Fuck Kyle Richards.
Yeah, for real, still. So Vanderpump is basically like, yes, you just need to, if you need something to do, you can come in a couple of weeks. And Ariana's like, yeah, I mean, it'll force me to put makeup on and force me to brush my hair without having to worry about, are my underwear clean? Because we don't really need them there. It's like, yes, I want you to brush your hair, Ariana. And so that's nice. And then it's the morning of Pride.
Yeah, so we're now at Stassi's house, and Lala's there, and Brittany, and Lala's like, so, Skisky, I met this drag queen, and I was like, I want to dress in drag, because, like, I haven't co-opted a culture recently. And he's like, you can dress in drag. You can be, like, bio-drag. So, guess what? Like, I was like, what's bio-drag? It's like, you're a chick, and you dress up as a drag queen.
It's like, you are already a bio-chick. Like, hello, you're already in bio-drag every interview session you do.
You've been doing this for a long time, Lala. I hate to tell you.
You're like a breastplate short of a bio-drag chick. So, please. So, Brittany goes, love it.
Love it. Love it. I don't know what you're talking about, but I love it.
So, she talks about this. She doesn't have to work for the first time. And Jack's so jealous. And Stassi's like, oh my God, he's bartending. Shut the fuck up. Just cracked me up.
Yeah.
And they're talking about what an asshole Jax is being, which is hilarious. And now it's time to talk about James, because he's going to be DJing at Tom Tom.
Yeah. What did they say about James? Just the usual stuff, like he sucks, et cetera, et cetera.
Pretty much, yeah. Stassi's like, I'm sorry, but like, where are we that James is the only person available to DJ?
That's true.
At Tom Tom.
It is funny. I mean, James has gone by. James and Jax have both gone by with this ridiculous, like, these ridiculous excuses. I mean, Jax, like, well, you know, Jax is a scallywag, and, oh, he steals from me, and he can't do the drinks, but it's so hard to find a bartender in Los Angeles, you know? And that's, like, it's like, you know, earlier in the episode, Tom Sandoval was like, dude, I mean, the truth is he has a great, he has a built-in audience, and, like, he has great energy when he's DJing. I'm like, this is not like Calvin Harris.
He
He's hired to be on the show, and they have to work with him, okay? That's yeah. just how it is, okay? I have to sit here and look at Katie. You guys have to deal with James. It's just how life works.
Right? It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go over to James's apartment, and he's like, Tom, Tom, get ready. What Kanye is going to be coming out? And he's actually wearing a robe that says White Kanye on it.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's like his own Hogwarts robe. And then Raquel is... They must have been having a miserable time over there because Raquel is just too happy. She's like,
happy Pride Day, honey. I'm so excited for you.
Like, oh, my God. It's been ugly in that house.
Yeah, she's like, I even got my wave down. Look. It's like, Raquel, you're doing the chicken dance. Huh?
So James is like, oh, your wave looks good, babe. Are you going to come see my set? Are you, babe? You gonna come see it? She's like,
yeah, well, like, I'm supposed to, but I'm supposed to work, but I'm not. Hold on. Let me do the math.
So, ice cream social.
2 hours at a parade, 4 hours on a shift means I will be busy for...
The train is going 76 miles per hour.
If 3 butterflies each have 2 babies, that means there are how many baby butterflies?
Also, poor Kristen. So I guess Kristen is now officially iced. We get James, but no Kristen.
How did that happen? Why do we not get Kristen on Pride?
Yeah, you can't do this to us.
Seriously? Maybe she was having her own Pride parade in her house with Carter. She and Carter were just on floats.
Well, Lord knows she's got enough dildos over there. She had that whole dildo box that they found. Okay, so James, yeah, so she's like, yeah, I'm going to come to your set.
I'm surprised, honestly, that Schwartz wants you there, given the way you spoke to Katie last year.
And he's like, Katie got me fired last year, and then she quits. To do what? Nothing on a goddamn lazy ass. That's what she's doing in Valley Village, all right? It's like, oh, I'm out of here. I'm going to my house in Valley Village.
And then he does like a Katie impersonation. So he goes from talking like this to then he's like, if you don't kick James out right now, I'm going to Valley Village. I was like, that was surprisingly accurate.
It was. His accent was hilarious.
I'm loving, I have to say, one thing I'm loving about Vanderpump Rules is it seems like every season they're introducing another neighborhood to all of America. So last season was all about Marina Del Rey, and we even had that whole thing about, like, I have to take, like, 3 highways to get to Marina Del Rey. And this season's all about Valley Village. And I've noticed, Ronnie, that at some of our live shows, people have been asking us about Valley Village, or like, where is Valley Village? Is Valley Village nice? What's the deal with Valley Village? It's like, for the first time in the history of Valley Village, people have interests.
Yeah, they're like Instagram social influencers for Valley Village. I mean, the prices must have really gone up because people really love their Valley Village now, you see?
To this day, I don't totally understand where Valley Village is because you got Studio City, you've got North Hollywood, and you've got Burbank Toluca Lake, and Valley Village is somehow in there, but I don't know where. It's just, I feel like it's a state of mind. I feel like it's when you don't want to say you're in NoHo, you just say I'm in Valley Village.
Isn't Valley Village that part of the valley that Lisa Rinna had her shop and Eden Sassoon has her shop, and that's like, or is that like the arts district? Or
well, Lisa Rinna's shop was on Ventura Boulevard, so Ventura Boulevard will be Studio City. And then it becomes Sherman Oaks. Actually, if you go the other way, there's like, you get a brief moment where it turns into Universal City, which I think is
hilarious. Yeah, it is. It's right next to the NoHo Arts District, West Toluca Lake. Yeah, so it's right at that part. It's right Valley by Magnolia. Village. Yeah, it's Magnolia and Laurel Canyon. So it's right over the hill.
It's like there's a Baja part. Fresh. Mm-hmm. You know, which by I say that as actually.
I've been there more than you because I used to take commercial class. So I totally know Toluca's lakes.
Wow. Well, Toluca Lake. Fun, you know what? Never mind. I'm not even going with this. Fun. This is the worst fun fact. It involved Marky Post, and I'm not even going to go there.
Okay, so we are talking about the set. So she's like, "So where do you and Lala stand right now?" And he's like, "I'm blocked, and I'm completely cut out of her life again."
Of like, course.
It was just last week that you got unblocked. Okay, it hasn't been. That I know. Long. But so then we find out that it's because of the Fafty drama.
Yeah, I was assuming that he got drunk and went off on her. But no, James is like, I guess you've been living under a rock. You know, Lala and 50 Cent got into a fight, and then 50 Cent was tweeting out Randall and Lala and saying, like, money by Monday. So I put up a joke picture. So James put up a photo of him with, was that actually other Logan he was with? I don't know. But he was with someone. And
yeah, he was with Logan.
Yeah, because there's Logan and Logan. There are two Logans. Yeah. And so
he put up Logan, and then there's our Logan, who we like in real life.
There's Logan, who used to be best friends with James, and then there's other Logan.
Yeah.
That's who this was. So so James put up this... our Logan. So James put up this photo with Logan, and he said the caption, money by Monday, or something like that. And as he said, like, that's what everyone was doing. I mean, everyone was joking at it. And of course, fucking Lala's like... That's unacceptable because he thought it was funny and he wanted likes. I'm like, Lala, you create a stupid shitstorm with 50 Cent. This is your fault. And don't block James Kennedy for your stupidity.
And also, I like that Lala is pretending that this isn't the most thrilling fucking thing to ever happen to her, by the way. Because she can barely contain herself. Like, she... Yes. I thought she was going to be all depressed. Like, this is mortifying. And this is, like, the most empowering thing that's ever happened to Lala.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? It's, like, the first time you can walk away from the show and say you went viral and not mean you got jaxed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So Lala's like, we were so brand new in the rekindling of our friendship. I mean, you're supposed to be on your best behavior, so forget him. And so here we go. It's another time for another James apology. Can't wait to see this one.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, but this one is above and beyond. A lot of times when Lala has blocked James, I've been like, you know, I kind of see your point. He's like an awful person. He's like drunk and abusive, and she's trying to take care of herself. But in this case, he made a Money by Monday, you know, picture. Please. Yeah.
So next up we get Dana, who, bless her, I think she has a lot of promise, but she's so boring. Okay, let's go to Dana's terrible apartment and watch her wake up with terrible backs.
With his huge amount of armpit hair. So yeah, that she like goes to check on Max, who's in bed, and basically Sheena has taken over the body of her cat, because the entire time that they're talking, the cat's in the background going, meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow,
corner. So Dana's like, I was supposed to get my hair done, and then I wake up, and I have a text on my phone, and it's like, sorry, but I didn't realize Sheena was going to come, but now Sheena's coming, and so, like, there's no space for me, so thanks for understanding. Love, Raquel, see you at Pride, all in caps, and then rainbow emojis.
She's like, I was shocked that Raquel could write a full text message like that. That was crazy.
Yeah. So then we go over to Pride, and Danica is like, oh my God, we are down a food runner, a bartender, a busboy, a cook, a chef, a cook of a bus runner, a running bus runner. Okay.
A Brett Willis.
Like, here we go. Another staffing issue over it.
I know, no one cares about Sir anymore. And Danica is dressed like an Asian pear, like a neon Asian pear. She's got that like netting, you know, around herself.
That was some Beverly Beach shit, right?
I saw
that online. I was like, oh, Danica. Someone said, wow, she's really fucking with Vanderpump, huh? That girl's got nuts.
I know, it was definitely a look. Although it's Pride, it's very avant-garde. Neon netting.
So Jax is working today, and he's such an asshole. God, this guy's such a prick. He's like, one bartender? You're on crack. Like, how do we only have one? This is crazy. And Danica's like, yeah, so you need to jump back there. And he's like, yeah, until one, and then I'm out, fucking leaving.
And then he just, like, looks back at her phone, and she's like, are you gonna, like, help me set up? And he's like, no, I don't do that. Which is like, he's such a dick. Like, you're crazy. Look at all this work you have to do. I'm not going to help.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah. I'll take half the money and do none of the work. Typical.
Yeah. That is like the real Jax right there.
Yeah. So, yeah. And he's wearing some t-shirt that's like, every saint has a past, or something like that. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. You don't just buy one baby and absolve yourself for everything in your whole life. Okay. Sir. Yeah. Saint.
So yeah, and Jack and Danica's like, so where are your pride accessories? Are you like not dressing up? He's like, I don't dress up. They just cut immediately to him the episode before, dressed fully like an old man in prosthetics.
She hugs some girl. She's like, I am so nervous for today. And he's like, you should be. So then Katie and Ariana are with Vanderpump, or they're screaming at Vanderpump on her pride car or whatever. And Ariana's brought her little bi flag to represent in the parade. And yeah. She's like, yeah, finally out of the closet. And Vanderpump's like, I wish I could be B. It's too late for me, darling. At this point, it's not even sexual. It's just Ken's, little Ken sexual. Just means sitting there and combing a square wig, darling.
These days, I just get my jollies by buying an oversized G.I. Joe man and having him take his shirt off. Oh, that's you, Brett.
So James comes to Tom Tom. He doesn't have to DJ in the closet today. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and he goes, and he's all excited. He's like, just wait and see how this party turns out. Just wait. It's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. And they like cut to Pam from Iowa taking a seat like, oh, well, we made it into Tam Tam.
And don't ever say it's going to be fire in a Vanderpump restaurant, because it probably will be.
I think I added the fire as embellishment, so don't worry. It's everyone's safe.
It's going to be fire, literally. So then Foil. Dana is talking to Jax, and she's like, can I have some Aperol Spritz for the other side of the restaurant, please? And he's like, oh, you're Dana. I'm Jax. Yeah. She's like, that's me. That's me. We met last year at the Mondrian, so.
You idiot. Had they not crossed paths all season? How'd that happen?
I don't know, but... You know, in his defense, how is he going to remember some girl, like a random group of girls they brought up from the bar? You don't think that happens every day? Now, are they all on this show? No, which is why I know there's something about you that must be fascinating. So get to that part, please.
That could be the name of your new side podcast. There must be something about you that's fascinating. With Ronnie Karam.
Trying to see what everyone else apparently sees.
Well, either way, Jax has a boner that's basically pressing up against the bar. Like, the bar is rising a little bit. They're like, what's going on over there? And he's like, she's not hot. She's not my type. Blondes, I'm like, not into that. Which, of course, then leads to another montage of Jax hitting on all sorts of blondes over the years.
Yeah,
I love that this show has so much archival footage.
Yes. And he's like, I'm really picky, though, so I, like, wouldn't go up and talk to her, so. Yeah, Jax. Yeah. So they start talking about why she's working there. And she's like, well, I was working at both restaurants, but then I was like, I'm just going to work there because, like, I have a day job. So he's like, oh, yeah, I thought it's because you were fucking the manager or some shit. And she's like, well, that's a bonus, actually. Yeah. So there was that. But
And she's basically like, yeah, I came here to work at Sir. And I was, like, really excited to, like, not have any drama. But, like, Sheena, she's just, like, such a bitch to me. Like, I've never dealt with such a rude person in my life. Like,
yeah, he's like, I like your attitude. I like your attitude. She's like, yeah, she can fuck right off, okay? So then Raquel and Sheena cut to them walking through the parade. And Raquel's like, Sheena, your hair looks so great. And I'm actually glad we didn't have Dana there, because if Dana was there, they were already running behind 2 hours. But then if Dana came, that would be 1 hour. Math.
I'd also like to point out that Raquel was wearing floaties and goggles, which... I'd like to believe was a pride costume, but I'm not totally sure.
And when someone points it out, they're like, wow, look at her. Your girlfriend looks adorable. James goes, yeah, maybe she'll learn to swim this year.
I did not hear that, actually. That's hilarious. Okay, Raquel, what I need you to do is hold on to the wall and kick 8 times. Okay. Wait, how many times? 8. Okay. 1, 2... 6, 19.
Math.
Someone fish Raquel out of the pool again, please. The only reason why she can't swim is because of math.
Okay, so then Sheena's like, yeah, like, that girl needs to understand that just because I'm not inviting her to, like, braid my hair and paint my toes, that I'm not nice. Like, I mean, it's just not going to happen for right now. So just, like, be patient, get in line, whatever.
Oh, God. So then we cut back to Ariana and Katie talking, and Ariana's telling Katie that she's going to start working at Sir once or twice a week just to find something to do with her life. And, you know, because she's been depressed, and it's like to give her some sort of purpose in life. And Katie's like, yeah, like, it's really important to stay active. I mean, I'm teaching myself how to knit. And it cuts to her on a bed just knitting and messing up.
It's terribly.
Tom,
I mean, the old ladies. I was like, that's not going to help. You don't help anybody's depression, Katie. Okay.
Now, Ronnie, I don't know if you're still teaching yourself how to knit, but I have to imagine that if you still were, you abruptly stopped.
No, I got to two lines, like where I could get two lines down, and then I was like, I really should be doing something else. Like, this is not the point in my life where I need to learn to knit. You know, this is where I need to be, like, creating other things, okay? Come on.
Yeah, I had a moment in my life years ago that I was like, I want to learn how to knit. Because, well, when I say years ago, like, I was a kid. Because I went through a really big loom phase, you know, where you take a piece of cardboard, like the back of a pad, you take the cardboard and you cut all the slits and you put the strings all around it, and then you take a tongue depressor and you make that, makes that's your shuttle, and you sort of go in and out, whatever. And I'd make all these little looms that were like the size of like a external hard drive. And I'd be like, hey mom, I made another loom. They're like, great.
Wow,
thanks for this loom that doesn't do anything, totally unfunctional and loom. And I was like, maybe I'll learn how to knit. And then it was too complicated, and then I think I just gave up sewing.
Yeah, so basically Katie. That was basically Katie's story.
That was Katie.
So then Stassi and Bo arrive, and I don't know, everybody's showing up looking great. Lala's in her blue hair now. And so James is like, can we talk for 2 minutes? And Stassi won't even look at him, you know, or acknowledge him. So she's like, I don't care if it's a day of acceptance. I will not accept him. It's not like I want James to die. Just physically hurt.
Yeah. Okay, but I don't want the best for him at all.
Yeah. It's like, of course I wish him physical harm. I'm still me, okay?
I appreciate the honesty. And so James...
like, well, I'd be damn for him to grow up! It's like, says the lady marrying the guy who, like, refuses to do side work.
Yeah.
Because he's too famous. Come on.
I know. Enjoy him helping around the house, okay? Enjoy that. That was a glimpse of your future right there. Enjoy making 5 more ham sandwiches today. So so James is like in his DJ corner, and Max comes by, and James is like, oh, I need something to drink. It's like, like a soda water. A soda water. I was like, ooh,
alcohol. He's like, a soda water and a little lime and, you know. And Max is like, yeah, I know. So he walks off. And Vanderpump, he goes up to Vanderpump and he's like, oh, hello, Lisa. And she's like, oh, where's your girlfriend? It's Sir, right? And he's like, no, she's here. She's not working at Sir today. And Vanderpump's like, yes, she is. Nope, she got off today, Lisa. She got off today. She's like, no, she didn't. She's supposed to be at Sir. And he's like, oh, no, you're misinformed. So then Lala and James talk.
Yes. So Lala pulls James the back. She summons him. Here, come over here. Even though he's working, whatever. And he's like, okay, Lala, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I'm a dummy. You know, I just didn't realize it would hurt you so much. And yada, yada, yada. And she's basically like, she's like, well, you know, just like after that photo, I just realized we're just like very different people. And like, I just know you were fucked up when you made that post. There was nothing about that post that said that James was fucked up. He might have been because it's James. But that post does not say that he's fucked up. It means that he, along with the rest of America, was laughing at this ridiculous situation that was unfolding that you caused, Lala.
Yeah, and he's relax. Like, I'll get it together, which has to get old hearing from somebody over and over. I'll get it together.
It does.
And she's like, yeah, James, I know you will, but I just can't wait for that to happen anymore. He's like, okay, well, great talk. You know, it's like, yeah, thanks. And then she's telling us, this whole, like, well, sobriety is, like, the most important thing to me, and I just can't be around people who want to make me slip. And obviously he's got a problem, and he's surrounded by all these bobbleheads, including his girlfriend, who don't give a shit, basically living off of his fame and letting him be a fucking alcoholic, which... probably isn't untrue. I don't know that she's necessarily wrong with that either.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst, is when someone is only romantically interested in you because of your fame or money. I you know, Lala really...
Yeah, that's... Lala, she gets it. Like, she's like...
She gets it.
She's coming from a really, really deep place.
You know, I mean, it's like you hear these stories of people who go on, like, you know, they meet like these rich and powerful people in LA, and then those guys are like, hey, here's a Range Rover, and next thing you know, they're like in love.
Yeah.
I mean, who needs those bobbleheads? James, it's just like, can't be around those people.
Yeah. It's like one time, you know, one day you're just like working as a hostess and someone offers you like a ton of money to fly to Italy and be on some mm-hmm. yacht somewhere where you're possibly getting peed on. And you know what? Sometimes you can fall in love. You just never know. You never know.
Yeah. You gotta get rid of those
people to not have respect for themselves.
I know. James just has to be like, he's never gonna get better until he gets rid of those toxic people. So then we go, meanwhile, we then get this, then it's more like dancing, dancing. Half this episode is just like dancing. And so we go down to Sir, and a guy's like, hey, can I get a strawberry teeny? Which, by the way, I'm embarrassed for him already. But then Jack says this thing. He's like, strawberry teeny. He's like, nah, bro, nah, nah. I'm like, it's okay for me to pass judgment, but you're the bartender. Okay, you're working for him right now. You better make that strawberry teeny, Jax.
Jax only wants to hand people wine and beer because he doesn't have to do anything, you know?
Yeah.
So, he like man-shames the guy. And by the way, James was drinking. Which we just found out through Lala, because he's like, oh, you're not drinking? Let me taste your drink. She's like, can I taste yours? And she lets him taste, but he doesn't let her taste. So, yeah, he's
drinking. I was naive, because I actually really thought that that was just I thought it was just club soda. So I was like, fuck her. She's being so judgmental. It's just a club soda. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm dumb. I clearly just ignored 4 seasons worth of behavior.
Just believe whatever you're told.
I am very gullible. I am too. I obey. You know that. I love obeying.
I'm very easily swayed.
Yeah. I'm like, well, he said it was soda.
So Dana is waiting tables and blah, blah, blah. Everyone's waiting tables. And then the parade, back at the parade. So Brittany's like, oh my God, Lisa has her trainer whose name is Brett holding her umbrella. That is crazy.
And Stas is like, oh my God, I just realized that none of you bitches were on the float when I had to listen to Sheena's song 400 times. And we cut to season one with Sheena, whatever that first song was, which was
Good as Gold.
No, it was pre-Good as Gold. It was that first one where she was trying to be like Britney Spears. And she's like, I'm sexual, you know?
Then it cuts to Sheena going, why am I not singing Good as Gold on a float right now, like 75 times in a row?
I would like to know also, because I love that song. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my gosh. So everybody's wooing them, and let's see. There's just a lot of pride.
There's a lot of, like, activity.
To everybody.
So then, yeah, Sheena's like, oh, my God, we're late for work. We have to go. And I was, like, expecting to hear, like, Huey Lewis, you know, like, don't need money, don't need... Like, wouldn't it be funny if Sheena did the opening credits of Back to the Future? Just got on a skateboard and was going to a town. I gotta get to work for sure.
It's better that Schwartz is putting himself into Freddie Mercury's life. He's like, wow, the way everybody's cheering for us, it's like I feel like Freddie Mercury in 85 coming out to that huge crowd. I'm about to sing Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm like, yep, with none of the fucking talent. Okay.
You know that story doesn't end so well, right?
Like, zero of the talent over there, buddy.
So the Toms are there, and they get on the bars. I don't know if you noticed this, Ronnie, but I was having stress because they were standing on the bar top, and they were handing out shots, you know, with a bottle, and they kept bumping into all those Nicolaine chandeliers, and they were swaying, and I was like, be careful of the chandeliers. We had to watch a season's worth of those chandeliers being installed. Like, you do not just bump into them. I know you guys are owners. But that's the maestro Nicolaine's handiwork. Stay clear.
Yeah, no kidding. So James is like, this is a big day for me. I want to do a great job, and I want Raquel to see how awesome my boyfriend is. Obviously. So he calls her, and he's like, where the fuck are you? Go fuck yourself. Why'd you miss my whole set? Where are you, Raquel? God damn it. She's like,
I'm not getting any service here.
He's like, oh, so you are at Tom Tom.
Yeah, she's like, I didn't have any service. Meanwhile, she's like holding the phone like outward of her ear. He's like, where were you, Raquel? What are you? She's like, I'm in a parade. I didn't get any service. I didn't know when your set was. Whoa, that's bullshit, Raquel. That's bullshit. Go fuck yourself. I'm an amazing boyfriend. Go fuck yourself.
And then the Toms are saying hi to Vanderpump, and Schwartz's Botox, like, who pays to make them look that old? Okay, and then Sandoval is like, take a shot, Vanderbilt.
She's like, oh, I couldn't possibly have a shot on such an avant-garde day.
We've been part of this community for so long, but now to know that we're business owners, wow, Lisa, I feel like Freddie Mercury coming out for the Farm Aid concert in 85, about to sing.
All right, shut up already, darling. Just go stand over there, look pretty, and make out with random brunettes, all right? That's what you paid for.
So meanwhile, Raquel has now arrived, and things are fine with her and Jim. Jim's like, I love you. I was just upset because I just wanted you to see my set and be impressed. Okay? Where the fuck were you? Where the fuck were you? Oh, I'm sorry. It just came up again. Just bubbled up out of me, Raquel.
And she's like, when James called me, I was obviously really upset about it because, like, he wasn't even hearing me out. But I don't want to upset him because he does explode sometimes.
Wow. That's healthy.
This relationship just sounds healthy as ever. Glad you got all the way to waiting tables, though. Sure paying off.
Seriously. And then meanwhile, down in Sir, Jax is trying to make drinks, and he cuts himself doing who knows what. So just pouring Jack, you know, on his cut. I'm just thinking, how many people have to die at Jax's hands? Yes. How many?
Yeah, it's got to be a health code violation for Jax to even be there. But Jack's bleeding all over everything. Oh, Jesus.
I know. So, Peter,
you want to talk about a coronavirus? He's literally handing out coronas.
Peter, like, some field producer told Peter to be mad at Raquel because Peter's never been mad at any employee in the history of Peter. He's like, I don't see Raquel. Where is Raquel? Hey, Danica, where is Raquel? She's like, that's the last thing I need today. Like, you know what? There were, like, only two bartenders scheduled. Okay, we're down a bartender. Antonio's not here. The new busser didn't show up. Like, we're down a food runner. We're down a house. We're literally down one person in every position. Literally, like, there was a sinkhole, and the actual floor is down. The floor is down. Everything is down. So we're down a chair. I can't find all the chairs.
I'm going to have a talk with her. So then James comes to Vanderpump's table, and he's like, hello, Lisa, happy bride. And she's like, hello, James, how are you? And he's like, I just wanted to say thank you for having me back at Tom Tom, Lisa. She's like, it wasn't my decision, James. Jeez.
He's like, oh, and then Katie's like, it was my decision. Really? No.
No. No. Meanwhile, and Ariana's like, the music has been really good, though. And he's like, thank you, Ariana. They're like mean girling him at this table.
I know. And meanwhile, the camera keeps cutting to Raquel is sitting in this weird corner, and her hair is in these ponytails, and she's like, her head's like poking around like this. She looks like a little dog in the backseat of a car, you know, just like waiting for its owner to come back.
Yes.
And a treat.
No, that's when he's like, someone needs to actually teach her to swim. That would be great. And Vanderpump's like, where's Raquel? Where is she, sir? And this. Didn't we already have this conference? Oh, you know what? When I said this happened before, it was the it was the coming up.
I was wondering why you jumped so far. I was like,
I know. I saw you look at me like that, and I was like, it's in my notes, Ben. Whatever. And now that I see like, it, I remember thinking, oh, that was a coming up thing. Remember to cut that later, and I didn't. Sorry, everybody.
I was like, I was like, Ronnie has skipped far ahead.
Yeah, I'm like, the show's over now. We've been doing this 20 minutes.
I know, I was like, wait. But yeah, so basically, yeah, she's like, Raquel is not at Sir. She's like, no, she's here because, oh, but she's supposed to be on the schedule. No, she got worked off Natalie, and there's math, and she's lost.
Don't say math in front of Raquel, please. I've just got her moving her arms again.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, now James is telling me who's on the Sir schedule. The only person he can tell who's on that schedule is himself, and he's not on it.
A zinga. So, yeah, so she's like, you've been drinking, haven't you? He goes, no, I haven't been drinking at all today. I did a really good job, though. I did a good job, Mommy. Did you like what I did, Mommy? Mommy?
And she's like, well, it's about longevity, isn't it, James? And he's like, but I'm trying, Lisa. And she's like, oh, you are trying. And he's like, oh, I'm trying. Okay, I get it. She's like, fuck this, you know? And he, look, I don't think it's anybody's right to be like, you're an alcoholic. You can't drink.
You're working at someone's business, and yeah, they're working at somebody's business. They're telling you not to drink, and you can't not have a drink for the 3 hours that you have to be at work. You've got a fucking problem, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right? Stop. Like,
seriously.
You're ridiculous now. How many chances are you going to get?
And then he goes, I mean, I just killed it, and this wasn't the conversation I wanted to have after my set. After your set, okay, you're not in the Sahara tent, okay? You segued Love Shack into the Electric Slide remixes, okay? Come on, you were in the corner at a bar, a local bar.
Yeah, you're so set. He's like, I'm leaving. He's all depressed. So then back at Sir, of course, James is treated. He walks into Sir, and everyone's treating him like, yeah, James.
Danica's like, great, I need a busboy. I'm down. Dishwasher, can't find the champagne glasses. There's a crack in the ceiling, and Sheena got locked in the refrigerator. So please help.
So Peter takes Raquel out to the smoking alley, and he's like, we're short servers, and you're on the schedule, and you didn't show up, so any explanation? She's like,
I lost track of time.
Listen, I only learned how to read clocks a few days ago, so you just have to bear with me.
So basically, he doesn't let her off the hook, and James is like, oh, I feel like a bodyguard boyfriend, so I'm going to go, because I had a great session over at Tom Tom. I had a great one. All right, good luck, Raquel. Just leaves. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, so she's like, I can take a shift now if you want. I'll work all night long until 4 p.m.
He's like, you're obligated to me, not your boyfriend, and you need to figure out where your priorities lie. Boyfriend, job. It's like, well, but the boyfriend led to the job. Like, I'm going to need another half a season to figure this out, please.
Way to go, Peter. You really nailed that scene. You really could. I mean, he has not yelled at an employee for 8 seasons. And now the first time he's going to get some backbone, or quote unquote backbone, is when he's with Raquel, of all people.
Well, it's pretty bad, she's Raquel, like, oh my God.
It is bad, but I mean, the shit that's happened. Also, by the way, I guess Stassi's not banned from Tom Tom. I thought she was banned for life.
No, he said he was going to. He said he could ban her, but he didn't quite do it. Okay. So then Peter's like, cool, and he leaves all mad. But it's so funny, like, your boss is walking away, but he's wearing like little short tiny pink boxers with kisses all over him.
Oh, Peter. So then this is probably the highlight of the entire episode. I mean, these producers are so shady. We then go inside, and Sheena's on the bar top singing Good as Gold, but they don't even do her the favor of just playing the track over her. We just hear, like, the raw audio of her going, because I'm good as gold, good as gold, because I'm good as gold, because I'm good. Dana's just staring like, who the fuck is this girl, and why am I letting her torment me?
God, it sounded like a box of strays just, like, being, like, dragged to the slaughterhouse, you know? It was just terrible, terrible.
And it was just like...
The way they shot it was they just show it through someone else's cell phone, you know, and just everybody recording how bad it was. Oh, Sheena, Jesus.
And she was living her life. She's like, next year I'm going to be on The Masked Singer.
So then Sheena is being... Vanderpump is... brought in by a cop, right? Because she has a broken toe. Oh! Then Sheena gets on the cop when they come in and starts, like, boning his head or something as she gets off. Like, oh.
Well, because he's, like, lowering her down, and she's like...
So she grabs Dana, and she's like, excuse me, can I grab me outside real quick before I start working? I have a pound like a dog.
She's like, so I go to the back alley, which is getting a lot of good moments this episode. She's like, I'm just, like, shaking right now. She pulls out her inhaler. She's like, I'm just, like, really shaking right now. It's just like, you know, I lost my copy of Scattergories, so I don't even know what to do with myself right now. It's just, like, really hard. And, like, I feel like when we talked last week, everything was, like, cool, but I'm hearing that you're, like, saying that I'm being mean to you, and, like, I don't even understand that. I mean, just because I didn't get you a penguin does not mean that I'm being mean to you, okay? Like,
she's like, I don't even feel like, except for the first day when we all haze you. And Dana's like, no one else hazed me. It was you. It was just you who hazed me. And Dana's like, are you, like, 34 or are you, like, 16? Because I'm embarrassed for you. Okay.
What's it embarrassed about?
And then she starts winning me over. And then Sheena just takes a huge hit off that stupid weed inhaler. Okay. Yeah. In case anybody's wondering what that is.
Oh, I assume that Gina actually had asthma. See,
it's a THC inhaler. So, I am legal, such so a now people nice... are like, oh, I'm going into work now.
Boy. I'm like, nice hit well, James had his soda, and Gina had her asthma flared up after that vigorous performance.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a THC inhaler. So she's like, Dana said, you couldn't even be in the same room with me, so don't tell me you don't have a problem with me. She's like, I never said I could be in the same room as you. I thought I was going to wait behind in line. You're going to get into the room. And she's like, then why this thing about me not being able to go to the hair place? And she goes, Gina's like, there could only have been three of us, and with you, there would have been four of us, and that was, like, too many, because that's over three, so.
It would have been a hairy situation. So Dana's like, it seems like you're kind of threatened by me. She's like, I'm not threatened. It's just like, there's just like something irking me right now, you know? And she's like, call me territorial or whatever, but like you came in full force and like now my friends are hanging out with you instead of me. And I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch? You've been here for like 2 seconds and like you're trying to be all friends with my friends. And like now your friends are all going out to the comedy show and now you're going to Rob's place up in Big Bear. And like, I'm not going at all. And like, you took my Scattergories game and like, I can't even play games anymore. I can't even make enchiladas. And like, no one's ever to Marina Del anymore. Like,
what are your intentions? And Dana's like, to make friends and have a good fucking life. And she's like, I don't feel that way. So Sheena's like, okay, I'm sorry. It's just been going, I've been going through a lot of things because I've been like freezing my eggs and like having hormones and et cetera. And I'm losing control, okay? And I feel pulled in so many directions and I'm gonna like going through a lot of stuff. And Dana's like, yeah, I've gone through a lot of stuff too. But like now I have this person at work who's really mean to me no matter what. She goes, okay, well, I'm really sorry. So how about that? And it's like, okay, can we just be cool now?
She's like, all right, let's do shots, and then I can fix my eyelashes. Which is really the best way.
Fix my eyelashes.
Which is such a Sheena and Vanderpump Rules thing to say.
Yeah.
So sure. That was it for that show. I don't know. I was cracking up. I mean, still, you know, for all the talk, all the shit that people talk about, it is still a funny show.
Yeah, it really is. Long live James and Sheena, everybody. We will see you in...
Well, actually, before we wrap up the show, why don't we do something that we have neglected sorely for the past few weeks? Why don't we do some Krappen's mailbag?
Let's do her, Ben. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. So for those of you guys who don't know, Krappen's Mailbag is a feature that we have where if you support us on the Krappen's Mailbag level, you can write questions in and we'll read them on the air. And we have been delinquents, and so we thought we'd show the mailbag some love since we opened up a new mailbag last month. So the first question comes from one of our favorite mailbag contributors, Mr. Michael Horn, who says, hey, betches, which former housewife or other Bravoleb do you miss impersonating regularly the most?
Oh, my gosh. All of the Real Housewives of Melbourne for me. All of them. I miss doing that show. I love that show. Gina, oh, I had breast cancer, and I told that cancer, listen here. Get out of me right now.
Yeah, I think that's a great call. I don't like. I would even say, like, since you already said that one, I would also continue in the international space with Auckland, which actually was a really good show. And then also Ladies of London. I really do miss doing Ladies of London voices.
Yeah, I do too. But you know, she's the main lady of London chick is getting a divorce, so maybe she'll move to Caroline. Beverly Hills.
Okay, I can't believe it.
They could use a little little Caroline on Beverly Hills.
I mean, Marissa Hermer is here and Caroline Stanbury is here, so you know, and Juliet seems to spend some time here, so I don't know, maybe we can like resurrect it like British to LA, you know, that's what it could be called, British to LA,
Ladies of LA or something.
I'd be into it.
So next up is Dash Cat. Dash Cat says, hi guys, I'm 99% positive my question didn't get answered in the last mailbag. I wouldn't doubt that. So I'm posting it again. If it did, sorry. Can someone set me straight? Thanks. If Caroline Fleming and Kim Richards co-hosted their own cooking show on Food Network, what would that be like? We did actually do this, I think. Please say the first episode is about chicken salad. This is just a shameful way to hear my favorite impressions from both of you as a birthday present. Aw, happy late birthday, Dash Cat.
Yeah.
So Caroline Fleming and Kim Richards. I'm here with Carrie Flemons,
Carrie, I'd love to see what you cook for us today. It's a great job, honey.
One of the great thrills of having a cooking show where I get to teach you about me is when I get to take in a street urchin like this lady and show her a glimpse of a sophisticated life. Welcome, strange just lady.
Cut to Kim Richards putting silverware in her pocket, speaking out the back.
Oh, no, no, no. That silverware belongs to my family. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather earned that silverware after he murdered someone else's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Isn't that a funny story, Miss Richards?
You stole my fucking chicken salad!
Oh, no, how sweet of you to think I would make chicken salad. Where I come from, I make Flurgenflagen, which, as we all know, is Comté melted over more Comté.
This one is from Ariel Castle, who says, Ben and Ronnie, this is one half of the sister duo who showed up to the Dallas show dressed as Rose and Sadie from Big Business. Oh, hey, girl.
Hi.
That's rad. What were some of your favorite 80s movies? And if you could pick one to recap, which would it be? Hashtag save Jupiter Hollow.
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, 80s movies that are not Big Business or, I'm assuming, Soap Dish, right? Since we talk about those.
Yeah, we talk about those all the time.
God, what were the ones that I loved? Ruthless People, also Bette Midler.
I like that. That was a little too adult for me when it came out. I didn't really get it. I watched it later. And I'm older than you, which is weird. But I saw that later.
I'd like you being slightly scandalized by it. That was a little too adult for me.
Yeah, I was raised very innocently. So
A Fish Called Wanda. Loved A Fish Called Wanda.
I didn't like that one either. That's weird that we and what? This is as a kid, I don't mean as an adult. As an adult I could, but as a kid I was like stupid.
Well, as a kid, Coming to America was my all-time favorite movie for a long time.
Short Circuit. Loved that one as a kid. And
Back to the Future, which I just mentioned.
The Cocoon.
Loved that.
Loved Cocoon.
Never saw it. Beverly Hills Cop 2, I saw in second grade in the movie theaters.
One of my all-time favorites that I still quote all the time is The Color Purple. Oh, and Steel Magnolias. Oh, my God, my heart.
La Bamba. Dirty Dancing. La Bamba, I remember both those movies I saw back to back. We were at a resort, on Christmas vacation. And so at night, they'd have, movie night. And so one night I saw La Bamba and came back to my room crying. And then the next night I saw Dirty Dancing. And I also cried during that when they broke up for a second, when, he left. And I was, crying, I mean, I was, 8 years old watching Dirty Dancing, But I did love it. Top Gun, I loved. I feel like there were, some silly comedies that I really loved, but I can't think of them. I mean, and all the cartoons.
Yeah.
All of them. Great Mouse Detective, whoa.
Little Mermaid was my favorite and still is my favorite cartoon.
Yeah, that's a good
so
one.
Let's take one more. Let's
see. Jamie Allrunner, to go on to the Melbourne thing, says, I miss the Overseas Housewives so much, especially your impressions. Gina is my queen after LVP. Melbourne, Cheshire, and Auckland were great shows. Wouldn't it be amazing if any of these women would meet up with the current U.S. cast on a trip? Imagine Ramona meeting Gina or Kelly Dodd meeting Gilda. Why doesn't Bravo ever make this happen since they won't show us these shows anymore? I mean, I know. Their closest we got recently was that Caroline Sanbury did appear on Million Dollar Listing. Was it L.A. or New York? Which is the one that has the lady on it?
L.A.
L.A. I recently saw an episode of Million Dollar Listing L.A. and Caroline Sanbury was on it because the lady was in Dubai to close a deal. I got a really big deal.
I saw that one, yeah.
And Caroline Sanbury is like, all right, honey, what you have to do is stop looking like a sloven whore and put on some things to cover your shoulders.
Yeah, that Dubai one. I saw that episode. So I think, yes, that would be amazing. Ramona meeting Gina, wow. I mean, just the hairspray alone, I think, would confound the entire New York cast.
Yeah.
Just Gina's, how she's put together. I would love to see, as we've already said, Carol Stanbury on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I would love to see what Danielle Staub threatened when she quit Real Housewives of New Jersey on Watch What Happens, when she said, I quit Real Housewives of New Jersey. Hinting that she would do another Housewives, which I don't think would ever happen. I don't think they would give Danielle Staub the crossover cred, like the first crossover cred, but I would love to see Danielle on Real Housewives of New York. I think that would be hilarious.
Oh my God. I think she's too down market. I don't think she could.
That's why it would be hilarious.
I can't even imagine Danielle stop. Like, I can't even imagine Countess Luann even. The looks. Countess Luann would be doing her hottie hair shuffle or hair thing that she does. Which is, she'd be doing that so much. Like, oh, really? Wow. Well, she's entertaining.
Yeah, and that's why it would be good, because Danielle would go straight for Luann for, like, being snotty
she
with
would.
Her.
She would. She'd be like, I saw Luann drinking her face under the table. And that scores. That's what she would say. She would have some sort of rumor like that. Or she would go after Tinsley. Tinsley's like easy. I think she would go after Tinsley.
All right, everybody. So let's wrap up this mailbag, Ben, and wrap up this show.
Yeah. Okay, mailbag. Guys,
tomorrow or later today, probably tonight, I guess, late tonight, early morning, we'll be coming out with our bonus episode of Real Housewives of New York City preview. We're going to go over the trailer shot by shot. So if you want to see it, go on Patreon, do it, get the video, all crap, it's on demand. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Go get your tickets for the shows next week and then our show in Charleston, Real Housewives of New York. Very big day for us, you guys. We sure love you guys. Huge. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.